Kiss the devil's mouth.
It will be disgusting to see you, titillating to all of you, and you kid, will be my instrument.
Demonic records.
I spirit a kiss, that's what I see.
The devil's music.
Kiss tonight. I will destroy you!
Demonic records. The devil's sounds.
They are the favorite rock group of American teenagers.
The devil's music.
The blood-spitting, fire-breathing, tongue-wagging antics.
The devil's music.
Hey, greetings from Jindal. You're listening to the Strange Ways podcast. I'm Jody Havnot. I'm here with my boy,
D-Rock.
Hi, Carly.
Our boy Clinton ain't here today, but what is going on is this is our Halloween episode.
Yes!
Our very first, because...
Ow!
Yeah, we just...
Buddy.
I think our first episode was like December 31st last year.
Yeah, pretty close to it.
So it's like we haven't even been around for Halloween one yet. So this is going to be the first Halloween episode. Yeah!
Right.
What do you think?
Love it.
It's my favorite holiday.
Can't wait to see all the ghouls come creeping out of the woodwork wearing their Kiss makeup.
Hell yes. Oh, yeah. So yeah, there's all kinds of cool Kiss shit that seems to happen around Halloween. I mean, obviously... Everyone I know, most Kiss fans have been Kiss for Halloween once
Man,
or twice.
Everywhere I go, yes. You at least see somebody dressed up in Kiss.
It
doesn't
great.
Matter where you go, at least somebody is dressed up like Kiss.
Right. I mean, you really can't, there's nothing cooler to be for Halloween, you know?
Can't beat it.
I mean, yeah. But also, I mean, Kiss, let's think about the Halloween shit they did. They did the Paul Lynde, the Halloween special.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I always liked at the end of, I guess it was the end of Detroit, wasn't it? Where the speakers fucking blow out
blew
of the cabinets.
Out, yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
And some awkward interview, you know, but everyone knows
we
about
don't
that.
Wear makeup.
Right. I always kind of thought that was weird as a kid. But then, you know, Beth happened. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
All in all, that was a really fucking cool TV thing. I didn't see it as a kid when it was new, so I saw it later.
Yeah, I didn't see it until we got the Kissologies and stuff came out.
I think I first saw it back in, like, it was this thing that I used to get these TV collections of videos. I think Kiss Vision put them
up. Oh, yeah.
And it would have all the different TV stuff. Not that great of quality on all of it, but, you know, you've never seen any of that shit before. It was awesome, dude.
Right.
I used to order those.
Well, it's part of the history, you know, so it was still cool to see it.
Right. So, that's like, I think maybe just them being on that show for Halloween really cemented them in pop culture as the band of Halloween, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Even more so than Alice Cooper, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Alice Cooper was only one man, but here you have four people dressed up.
So it's like you get together with your friends and you become Kiss. Like we always, Clinton and I were always Kiss, and I know you were Kiss a bunch of times, and I was always Gene, Clinton was always Paul. You were always Paul, too, though.
Yeah.
Which is, there's some funny stories. I think we talked about that. I don't know. We might get into it later, but, you know, I just think that particular episode, I wish I was a kid that was old enough to have seen it live on TV.
That's
a great, TV appearance of Kiss.
I was always in bed before that came
on. Well, you were also probably, like, three, you know? I mean,
right.
I think that came on in 76, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so. What else did Kiss have? Well, obviously, talking TV and Halloween, Phantom of the Park was Halloween, 78?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I actually do have vague memories of that one. Not like, I just remember it being on and not really understanding it at all. but I loved everything about when they showed
Kiss. It's not like it really had that big of a storyline to follow. Right. It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, if you're talking about Phantom of the Park, everyone's said their piece on it, but I actually really enjoy it every time I do see it. Because,
oh, I do too. I wore my tape out. Right. I gotta find it again.
It's silly and it's stupid, kind of, but it is classic.
Yeah, the cat people. Yeah. the samurais that
everything
just
about
appeared.
It's cool. It's just it's just funny, man. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a classic piece of, like, fucking, I don't even know what.
Chompa don't hurt nobody unless he wants to.
Right.
Well, that's hardly the point.
You know, there's a million one-liners from the film and we use them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't love Phantom of the Park, even though it is kind of hokey. You know, you gotta love it. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Oh, yeah. So, you know, another thing as far as Halloween-related shit, I don't know, we could maybe, what do you think about the whole, like, Knights in Satan's Service crap?
Man, you know what? I think it's just hilarious how people come up with different things, you know? Knights in Satan's Service, Kids in Satan's Sight, you know, whatever. We've
I never heard
it
that
all.
One.
It's all
Kids
bullshit.
In Satan's Sight, huh? I never heard that one.
You know, they did the same thing with AC/DC, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Antichrist, Devil's Children, you know, and shit.
I never heard that one either.
Yeah, I mean, anything that they can... That they can make, you know, different, you know, funny things with their names and stuff, they're
right.
Going to do it. You know, and especially when you're so exposed and flamboyant like Kiss was, you know.
Right.
Going out in makeup, you know, and acting crazy and stuff, you know. Anything that the media or parents that don't like it, you know, can do, they're going to make their little mad groups.
Right.
You know, about it.
Yeah, it's silly.
So all kinds of rumors are going to start flying when you have shit like that going on.
Yes.
Right, it's just so silly that anyone would actually, if they took the time to actually listen to Kiss, there's nothing satanic about it.
I know, they all talk about, you know,
sex
making love and
it's all
partying,
about sex,
you know?
Dude. 90% of Kiss songs are about sex.
Exactly.
And that's not evil, dude. I mean, it can be, and sometimes that's fun to do it that way, but, you know.
Right.
But anyways, I don't know. Just the whole premise that Kiss is satanic is just fucking ridiculous.
Right.
Except, though, if you think about it, remember, like, when Unholy came out, it's like they have, like, pentagrams and all this, like, faux satanic shit. Paul's doing kind of the X and sex dance,
yeah.
But he's turning it into a freaking inverted
cross. His Gene's, like, all rolling his eyes back.
It makes sense for Gene, but now Paul's like some satanic lover.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's kind of fucking. It's like a corny effort to kind of cash in on like Slayer and death metal of the time on Headbangers Ball. You know?
Yeah, right.
I don't know about Revenge. Here's one thing I'll say about Revenge and Unholy, and it'll probably get us a lot of flack by most Kiss fans, but I'm going to say it. It's like, to me, everyone that loves Revenge and Creatures of the Night so much really don't love the Kiss sound. They like when Kiss is trying to be something they're not.
That was
like Creatures
the start
are trying
of
to be
trying to commercialize.
No,
know,
it's
instead
like Creatures
of being themselves.
No, here's what I'm saying: is like Creatures is trying to be all heavy. Kiss didn't start out as a heavy band like that. All the Kiss fans love Creatures of the Night and Revenge, and both of those albums they're trying to be something they're not. Like, to me, I like the sound of the first three Kiss albums, that style of Kiss.
Right.
You know, even up through Love Gun. And it's like, everyone's apeshit about Creatures of the Night and Revenge, and I like them both too, but I think that, you know, if those are your two favorite albums, maybe you don't really like what Kiss, you know, is, or was, I guess you'd have to say.
Well, I would say that some people, though, that are stating that, though, are also of a younger generation than what we are. So they were just starting to get into them when they were big like that. So
right.
Obviously, you know, they started listening to that music, so they're going to like it.
I like it, too.
But if they
would
have started off with the earlier albums instead of jumping in to Kiss, listening to those as their early albums, they might understand Kiss a little bit better, you know, and be at the point of understanding that we are.
Right. But I also think there's a complete division. I mean, if you look at the early Kiss, I consider that that's kind of rock and roll, whereas Creatures is heavy metal to me. And then
because they were getting
Revenge
into the
is kind of
bass,
heavy metal.
You know, drums and shit.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do like both of the records.
I
like Creatures
all of them
a lot.
Too, but
I like it a lot better
than
Revenge. I like Creatures better than Revenge, but I do like Revenge. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, it's just an idea I had. It's like, everyone that loves those two albums don't really like what Kiss was really about, because they like the albums where Kiss is chasing somebody else.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Something to think about out there, Kiss Army. Reevaluate those two and think about it.
Yeah, go back and listen to them from the beginning and then get a feel for what KISS stands for and what they
are. I just
love
the early period of KISS. I mean, I like the way that shit sounds. It sounds great to my ear. And not that Creatures doesn't, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's kind of off the subject, but, you know, it was around that time of Creatures when they started really getting panned. It was like fucking satanic.
Yeah.
And I think they liked it because it got them extra media, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So they played it up a bit.
Right,
probably.
Right.
That's my guess and my take on it. I don't know. Another thing I was thinking about, though, that you probably remember, and the Kiss Army may or may not, the people local probably do remember this, but like long before we ever saw a Kiss tribute band, we're talking like mid-80s, this great band from the area called Bronx Zoo used to do a Halloween show in Kiss makeup every year. It was fucking awesome.
Every year.
I mean, they didn't dress up like Kiss.
Down in the bar area,
they just
the bowling
wore regular,
alley.
Yeah,
the panorama.
Yeah, so it's like...
That dude that dressed up like Gene, man, just nailed it every year. It was like the coolest Gene
costume
I've ever seen until we got to see, like, Strutter.
Yeah, nowadays you can go out and buy it. Back
right.
then you had to
but
make
back
your
then,
own.
That dude made it.
Yeah, and that was cooler. Bronx Zoo, though, was this great band that we all loved as kids. We thought for sure they were going to make it, and they almost did. But, every Halloween, they'd play in Kiss makeup with their regular clothes and shit, but they'd have the makeup on, and each guy would, you know, be accordingly to what he played, obviously. And, dude, they killed it, and it was like the greatest thing every year to me until, you know, Kiss came back, or, you know, we saw Strutter and
right.
shit. And speaking of Strutter, we will be seeing them here, I think it's November 1st. But anyways, yeah, Bronx Zoo would kill it, man, do a bunch of kick-ass songs, and, you know, Halloween is perfect for Kiss, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's the greatest, you know, excuse to dress up like Kiss.
Yeah, it was like, for me, especially when we were kids, they weren't in makeup, and I wouldn't wear makeup to a show just because I just never did that, and I don't know if I ever will. But, you know, on Halloween, there was like
right.
the one chance to be Kiss for
right.
me. And I always did it and always loved it. And always
Man, talking about dressing up in makeup... Man, I remember this one Halloween party that we were at back
no.
in here, teenagers,
nah.
with that one no. chick. Now, everybody hears all my sexual tangents on this show, but it's time that we bring up one about you. And I know you know
it.
Who I'm talking about.
No, but I don't want to tell it.
Dude, tell the story.
Nah.
Come on, man. You made right, me tell
right,
the
right,
story
right, right.
about when we went
this
to
see
Strutter.
This is going to be the abbreviated version, though, kind of. I don't know. It was just that, I don't remember when it was, but it was we were kids. It was, high school days, maybe freshman year. We all decided we were going to get painted up as Kiss. Me, D-Rock, Clinton was there, our boy Charlie. I was Gene. I think Clinton was Paul that year. You must have been Ace.
Yeah.
And I guess Charlie was Peter. He liked being Peter Criss for whatever reason. Which is weird because he was our bass player, and you'd think he would be Gene, but I had to be Gene. I'm Gene, damn it. But anyways, so we just went to some party as Kiss. You know, mostly just our... We didn't have the costume so much. We all back in those days had long hair already. We all wore black all the time, so we just had our black jeans and our leathers and our Kiss makeup and our long hair, you know?
Yes.
We looked cool, we thought, you know. And there are some pictures floating around of it. I think I posted one a long time ago. But I may dig those up for you out there, Kiss Army, if you want to see them. But anyways, yeah, so I'm Gene, and, you know, I drank back in high school and shit. We all did.
He drank like a fish.
I don't drink alcohol anymore. And, you know, I'm not saying it's bad if you do that. I just don't. But anyways, that's beside the point. So we're all wasted and shit, you know, drinking. Like, back in those days, you get the... $7 gallon of like cheap vodka,
right?
And a gallon of Sunny D, you know.
Yeah.
Courtesy of our boy Heavy Metal Jim.
That or the Mad Dog bottles.
If it wasn't for Heavy Metal Jim, we never even be able to get liquor because we were all like, you know,
we were way underage,
14, you know. And our boy Heavy Metal Jim could get alcohol for us and did all the time. It was awesome. So we'd show up to this party with a gallon of fucking. Liquor and a gallon of Sunny D, you know. I think it's a gallon. You know those big bottles.
Those big bottles of it, yeah.
It's like 0.750. I don't know. It's bigger than a fifth. It's like, it's huge. It's a gallon. That's what we called it. Anyways, so we go to this party. We're all wasted. And, you know, we meet some girls. I meet this chick. I'm not going to give out any names or anything. I don't want to put her out there like that. But I meet this girl, and she was kind of into Kiss, which worked out pretty good. And I'm in the Gene makeup, and she kept messing with me, talking about she wants to kiss Gene Simmons and this and that. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, one thing leads to another.
It was like classic movie, you know, where the boy and the girl sneak off to the bedroom.
This is like some bad high school movie. But, yeah, so we make our little disappearance back to some bedroom at this house. I don't even know whose house we were at. But one thing leads to another. I'm kissing up on her, and she's like, I always wanted Gene Simmons to eat my... You know what? You know? Try to keep a little cleaner than the last episode.
Yes.
You know, the glorious and profane return of D-Rock, episode 12. But this is episode 13 for Halloween, by the way. It's pretty cool. It just happened to work out that way. We actually have a lot more episodes than it would seem, because a lot of them are doubles, you know. But anyways, where was I? Oh, I sneak off.
So you end up sneaking off into the bedroom with this chick.
With this girl, and she wants me to basically go south. You know what I'm talking about. She basically wants me to go down on her as Gene Simmons. And, you know, how can I refuse? You know, a 14-year-old kid who's already, like, totally, I think, like Gene Simmons as it is, you know, at that age. I was just like that. I was already playing shows and all that kind of stuff. So I fancied myself a little rock star, you know, at 14. But, so anyway, I make the trip south, so to speak, you know,
yes.
Do my business, and, you know me, I was trying to fuck. She wasn't trying to hear all that, so I basically just went down on her, and, when it was all said and done, you know, I'm just like...
You know, but apparently, he comes out. You know, looking all rock star, he's coming out acting like he's all cool.
I felt
shit.
Like I was Gene Simmons for a little bit.
Yeah, but then we see him. You know, we take a look at his face. It's like, holy shit, dude!
I'm like, what?
Apparently, the chick must have started her rag or something, because he looked just like Gene Simmons from '77 on the back of Kiss Alive 2.
I did, man. I didn't even know. I was so drunk, I couldn't even taste the difference.
Like, you couldn't smell it?
No, man.
Well, then back then, I don't think we really cared. You know, if we're getting action, we're getting action.
Yeah. I was ready for just about anything.
But it was hilarious.
No, it wasn't, dude. I'm still, like, kind of scarred by it. But at the same time, I don't give a shit. I got my red wigs at an early age in Gene Simmons makeup.
So you kinged it all right there.
Oh, man. That's messed up. I could have just told that.
Hey, I've had my nasty romp stories put on there, so it's about time you got to put one out
there. There's a whole lot of our listeners that know me very well that probably know exactly who that was and remember that night, but let's just keep it on the low. I don't want to put her out
there. I know exactly who
she's married now.
I ain't
you know
saying
what I mean?
Shit.
She's married now, and that'd be bad news. Yeah. She was the Gene Simmons blood cup, so to speak. Oh, no.
She was the one that donated the mouthful for the spit.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, I don't care, but whatever.
I'm sure the inside of her thighs were all black and white from the makeup smear.
All I know is I looked in the mirror and I did look like Live 2, just like all tore up. Jeez Louise. It's too much. You want to fucking talk Kiss stories on Halloween, motherfucker? What about you? What about you?
What are you talking? Which one are you talking about?
Talking about
there
you.
Were a few.
The first time when I painted you up as Paul, when we were like,
oh shit,
maybe
the
16
Halloween contest.
Or something. Maybe 16, yeah. Because we were all driving, you drove there, so
yeah.
We were at least 16.
Well, one year again, you know, we dressed up. Only this year, I dressed up like Paul.
And there was this costume contest at this bar, right?
Yeah.
We kind of told a little version of it on a past episode, but it was just kind of a brief. Go ahead, D-Rock.
Well, what happened is we found out about
this Kiss-related,
this Halloween contest, and I mean, I really looked like Paul this year.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was a perfect costume.
Yes.
And So I like had my guitar and this radio, you know, that had like one box of the Kiss CDs in it.
Ghetto Blaster.
Yeah. And we found about this little bar that was having this costume contest. So,
right.
You know, we were too young to get into the bar, but they let me in, you know, for the contest.
Right.
And so Jody and Charlie wait out in the car, and I go in for this contest, man, and I'm all prancing around like Paul, you know, pouting my lips, you know, and I did
shaking
the whole,
his ass and shit.
You know, played the music. I had my guitar and acted like I was Paul, you know, dancing around, and I won $100, you know, first
Hell
place,
yeah.
You know, for this costume contest, right?
Oh, yes.
And, so like a couple of weeks went by, you know, and I was just bragging,
yeah,
you know, about how I, you know, won first place. I mean, they said it was no contest,
right.
You know, and now I was bragging to one of our friends, and he's like, wait, what's the name of this bar? You know, and I told him the bar, and he was like, dude, my sister goes there. She's lesbian. It's a gay bar.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. No wonder everybody fucking picked me because
right.
I'm some young teenager fucking pouting around
shaking
like Paul,
your ass,
shaking
prancing.
My ass and shit. No wonder it was no contest. They're probably looking at me like, teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had the red
fresh
lips
meat,
and the
red lips. You know.
Chest all exposed. He's like
wearing
some
the spandex, showing the smuggling plums. You
right.
know?
Yeah. So, what was it? I mean,
the dog collar.
So, I mean, when you go in, was it like everyone was just going ape shit? Was it mostly dudes or what?
Yeah.
We were so young and naive.
I mean, there were some girls
like,
in there, you know, but.
Yeah, but you just had no idea because you just.
I was oblivious to
yeah.
it. You know, I've never been in one, so I didn't know what to look for.
But looking back on it, I could just imagine. That's all.
I was mortified when that dude told me that it was a gay bar.
Hey, at least you won.
Fuck!
At least you got something out of it.
Yeah, yeah, I won $100 and a free beer, so kiss my ass.
But, I mean, it wouldn't have probably worked unless you were Paul.
No,
if you go in there as Gene, you might
scare those Simmons
fellas.
Or something, they wouldn't have given me another look. But just Paul's, you know, his demeanor, the way he carries himself
shakes
on stage was the way I was acting. You know, so I guess they thought I was some teenage queer bag, you know.
I totally wish I would have went inside in person, man.
I mean, it was funny because I was on my game. I mean, my acting was just like Paul. Yeah! Yeah, I was channeling Paul that night.
Yeah, you
now
looked
I
a lot like him.
Wish I never did.
D-Rock's being all objectified by these old horny men and stuff.
I don't even want to know how many guys disappeared in the back room and go jack off.
Jesus. Take her down a notch. Take her down a notch.
Easy. It was a scary, scary thing.
That's some funny stuff, though, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We got to get on some Kiss, man. We have a tendency lately to just go totally off the rails. I don't know what's up. It happens. I guess because you're back. This
right.
is how D-Rock normally is. A lot of times on those early podcasts, you could tell he's sick because he's kind of quiet and everything. Now he's like turned back up to 11. You know? So,
can't you hear the sustain?
Yeah.
It goes to 11.
Don't touch it. Okay, so... Speaking of movies and speaking of Kiss, what about Trick or Treat? That's Halloween related.
Oh, that was great.
Right? Yeah. I always, you know what, I loved that movie when I was a kid, and I thought the songs were fucking kick-ass.
Yeah,
like,
they were.
It's
I mean,
fast
it was just
killer. Clinton had that record, man. We wore it the fuck out. And, you know, we thought Sammy Kerr was fucking awesome.
Right.
I thought Gene in the movie was just kind of unnecessary, really.
I still think my favorite part is where that chick was getting up on in the woods in the back of the car.
Oh, like it came seeping
her
out of the headphones.
Melted. She looks down and it's some ghoul monster
eating her out.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucked up part about Trick or Treat, besides Gene kind of looking kind of weird and Ozzy
Mr.
being a preacher,
DJ.
It's fucking Skippy. From, you know, Skippy's the main character from fucking Family Ties, right?
Yes.
And it's like Skippy went metal.
Right.
Know? I thought it was pretty cool. It's kind of Kiss unrelated, but did you hear the last, I guess it was last year's Kiss room where it started off and Matt had it to where like they found the record and it was all heavy and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they played it. It was like, got all evil. Just like, listen to the Kiss room. It was just awesome, dude. So shout out to you, Matt. What's up, brother?
Hi,
anyways,
Harry.
Yeah, Trick or Treat. All in all, a pretty good movie, but I don't see that it really needed Gene or Ozzy. It was just more of kind of a cameo, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. But
it would have been better if they would have just had him come in as themselves, you know, than trying to make, you know, Gene Simmons act as a DJ, you know.
Right. It was like Sammy Kerr was kind of like a mixture of like everyone, though. He was kind of Kiss-like. He was kind of Cooper. He was kind of Manson before Manson. He was kind of a Lizzie Borden, kind of a, you know, one of those types.
Yeah, he really did have a lot of an Alice Cooper feel to him, didn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty cool, but he played guitar and rocked, you know, and could make evil shit happen.
Pretty mystical.
But poor Skippy. I don't know. All in all, I'd say if you haven't seen Trick or Treat, it's definitely worth checking out. I don't know. I think most people have probably seen it before, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I think that another thing that I think about when I start thinking Kiss and Halloween was, I think it was probably like maybe 97 maybe. But do you remember when, you know, it's like Psycho Circus was opening at Dodger Stadium on Halloween? And Mad TV was covering it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they had this Mad TV episode before they kind of launched into the show, of the actual Psycho Circus show in 3D and all that. But it just so happened that Halloween, I had acid, you know? And I had this little party, and, you know, I watched the Mad TV on acid as it came on, and it was really, really fucking weird, dude. It just seemed
every
so
skit
weird.
Had Kiss in it.
Most of them, yeah. And the weird, like, Michael Jackson dude. And
kidnapping all the kids.
Ace is all, suck on this. I don't know. It's real fucked up.
Yes.
To see it that way. But I just remember that party. It was like everyone was all pissed off because I kept sneaking off because I wanted to really watch this Kiss shit and no one else really did. So they kept looking for me and I'm like snuck off.
Find you parked in front of the TV.
Yeah, watching Kiss. All tripping my nuts off.
Cosmic.
But, you know, that was a pretty cool Kiss-related thing. I think what do you think is the best of them all, though? I mean, you could say, you know, just being able to paint yourself up is probably the best thing about Kiss and Halloween, I'd say.
I would agree, because, I mean, it's the easiest costume to get into the character, you know?
Right. I think that, have you been all the different characters? I've only been Gene.
I haven't been Peter.
Really? See, I've never been anyone except Gene.
I've always dressed up as either Gene or
Ace or Paul.
Paul. I dressed up as Ace that one time.
Right, because Clinton had to be Paul.
Because Clinton already had Paul.
Right. Yeah, so it's like, maybe the next time I do it, I might be someone else. Check that out.
Yeah, next time I may dress up as Peter.
Yeah, I might go Paul. Just because it'd be easy. You know, there's not that much to it.
Hey, you know what? I could go as Peter, you can go as Paul, and we can have a girl dress up like Mary Magdalene, and we could go as Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, jeez. Jeez. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, bad joke, sorry.
But I think that the Phantom, if you're not talking about just painting yourself, is probably the coolest Kiss-related Halloween thing that's
happened. It has to be.
I don't know. I love that movie, dude. I mean,
it was great.
You gotta, like when they first come down and it's like, shock me, and they're coming out of the sky. And
they got the lasers coming out of the eye.
Yeah, it's great.
Gene's all breathing the fire, sounding like a demon.
I would love to have that whole concert on a film, you know, just the whole. Because, like, the version of My Story of Love on there is just so fucking
awesome.
That was awesome, man. It's just awesome. And when they first, wrote about the very end of the movie where it's like, they start rolling the credits and they're showing God of Thunder, and for a second, Gene is kind of singing it, and then all of a sudden, nope. You know? Denied. I wish they would have kept that going, and everyone always, we even talk about it a lot.
But, you know,
freaked out ending.
Another thing I liked about that movie, song-wise, and I mean,
I know
everybody's tired of talking about this song, but dude, I really loved the acoustic version of Beth that
too.
They were playing in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Until the talisman fucked
just
up his...
in there all... Bling,
yeah.
Bling.
That always bugged me that they needed the talisman to play, supposedly, you know?
Right. You know, that it was the whole reason that they are.
Right.
But, you know, he made a big deal about it. Being, we're just ordinary human just beings.
Without it.
You know?
No powers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I always thought the talisman would make a cool tattoo, though, you know? It's kind of like what
right.
you got.
Kind of like the tribal, but, you know.
I like to just, the way they look on there, where they're kind of studded and, you know.
Purple.
It looks pretty cool, like they're glowing, yeah. It's pretty cool. I think there's some good parts about the Phantom, you know? It's pretty cool.
All in all, I still thought it was a great movie, but in a lot of parts it was still really cheesy. You know, like the three samurais that appear on the stage,
yeah.
you know, after they were attacked by the cat people.
Yeah. What's funny, like though, is like I used to have that Phantom magazine that came out, like that totally hyped up the movie and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying it was the most expensive thing of the time. Only thing that had spent more money or whatever. It was like Shogun or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you watch it back and it's like, oh, in the
how
fuck?
In the hell was that? It's so expensive.
What did they spend the money on? Like,
right.
I
mean, it's
know.
Like nowadays you could have reproduced that movie in your basement.
Yeah.
You know?
Easily. But I think that all in all, it's a cult classic, dude. Not just for Kiss fans.
I think they didn't spend so much on makeup and everything, but I think it was more... Back then, they were just starting to come into computer-generated stuff, you know, so it was like
right.
the lasers coming out of Paul's eyes, you know, and, you know, the flames coming out of Gene, and, you know, and Ace disappearing and then reappearing here, you
right.
know. It was doing all that, I think, is what cost them the most money, because that's when all that stuff was just starting to,
yeah, so it was real
to come out on the movies.
Yeah, like the shots where Gene's huge against the roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Where they're walking on the waterfall things, you know.
Right. I don't know. What do you think if, like, someone, you know, how there's this big trend of, like, in Hollywood, no one can come up with their own fucking idea. So everyone remakes everything. So, like, Carrie and
yeah, you
Texas
know, that's
Chainsaw.
That's really chapping my ass.
I don't know. Some of them are better, but, like, some movies that are made well, like Carrie, there's no reason to fucking remake Carrie.
Right.
Or, like,
if it's a cult classic, leave it the hell alone.
But what do you think if they would remake Phantom with some good, like, effects? And you'd probably have to find, like, some kind of Kiss tribute dudes that looked a lot like them, you know, and put them in the roles and just remake the movie, but with, like, kick-ass effects and, like, just a few tweaks, you know, like, actually make an ending that someone understands.
Yeah, well, you know, I would actually go for that.
I think I would.
I really would.
It
because
would be
they were, like... just in the process of pioneering into that stuff, you know? So, I mean, as far as doing it, considering it as a remake, I would, because now they got so much more that they could do with it to make
right.
it actually cool.
It'd be so awesome.
You know?
Yes.
And it's...
What do you think about this?
It is what it is.
Yeah, I'd go see it, no matter.
I would, too.
I would, too, in a heartbeat. But what if, like... I was thinking about this the other day. What if, like... Like... somehow they had the foresight to put Kiss in the original Star Wars. Like, Kiss is the band in the frickin' cantina. How cool would that
be? Dude, that would be awesome.
Because they're kind of, you know, as you said, Ace is from White Zinfandel. Or no, Zindel.
Yeah.
White Zin. But yeah, it's like, you know, they could have been in the first cantina scene.
Right.
Some Kiss rocking out. And,
you know, or better yet, it could have been Kiss playing down at Jabba's palace. You know,
yeah.
Or something.
Something, yeah.
All chained up, you
well,
know,
by the
like
time,
they're prisoners made to play there.
I think that by the time that Return of the Jedi came out, Kiss was already... What year did Jedi come out?
No,
like 80,
shit, I don't
80
remember.
Something.
It is in the 80s, so
Kiss
was
already off
big.
The map, kind of, you know, in a way. But... in the first Star Wars, it would have been perfect, because that's 77. Lucas should have had the foresight to put them in there as some band from another planet, because they're perfect for it.
Right.
Not
he wouldn't have
like
to waste
the,
any money on special effects makeup, because they would have just came as they are.
Right. But I always thought that would have been a sweet idea.
Yeah.
They could have potentially maybe been on Empire Strikes Back.
Or they could have just used that idea as a video for one of their music songs, you know?
Right. Yeah, the Kiss videos in general. I don't think Kiss ever really put out a cool music video that I've seen, unless you're talking. You know, it's cool to see them on the, like, Come On, Love Me and all that early, like, promotional footage. No, right. I guess I'll take that statement back because all the early shit's cool, but when I think of music videos, I think of, you know, the 80s ones. And what do you got? You got Lick It Up.
Yeah.
And that video is so corny, but it was cool at the time.
Like, the tears are falling. And the old one was, doing the windshield wiper thing with his finger.
Dude, when I was, like, in seventh grade or something, me and Clinton and this guy TJ, he was a Kiss guy, too, because of us, and he was doing that Paul Stanley windshield wipers across the, like, room at me one time just to be funny.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, God damn it, TJ, that's a cop-out. It's like, how is that a cop-out?
Yeah, really.
But that's what he did. He was like, God damn it, TJ, that's a cop-out. And we're all like,
okay, whatever the hell you're talking.
Okay.
Go snort another one.
So TJ got sent to the, like, principal for doing the frickin' Paul Stanley tears are falling windshield wipers move. He didn't have, one thing he didn't have, though, was the fluorescent pink. I know, fluorescent green.
Tasseled gloves.
Yeah. Like, fringed fluorescent green gloves. Fingerless at that. So it's fingerless fringed fluorescent green gloves.
You're right.
It's like a tongue twister. Say it 5 times fast.
No. That's like saying toy boat 3 times fast.
Yeah. I can't say many things that fast.
And what's funny is I bet our listeners are actually trying to say it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Speaking of listeners, man, Matt Porter sent us this great fucking MP3 sound effect of, like, someone running up in, it's called Clinton Kicks the Taco. It's classic. So thanks a lot for that, bro. But I think that if they did remake something, they should remake the Phantom. That'd just be cool. And yes. I wouldn't even have a problem with them, like, using, you know, you, like, pick and choose dudes from these different tribute bands. Like, the guy, Andrew from Mr. Speed looks exactly like Peter Criss to me. And then you can find, like, the dude who looks the most like Gene and so forth, you know. So.
Right, right.
But, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. And even
Whatever it is, don't pick the Gene from Kiss Alive tribute band.
Is that the Mexican?
The Mexican Cabbage Patch Kid dressed up as Gene. With a big mole.
What's that? I don't remember. Which, we've seen so many of these Kiss bands, man. It's like, to me, number one was always Strutter.
Strutter,
the first
rules.
One I saw, and they were the, I don't know, they were the best one I've seen, really. No, I take that back, because one time at, I think it was at the Galaxy, dude, downtown, it was like some band, and they were the first one I had seen that actually had the Kiss logo behind them. And I took all these photographs of them, and dude, it looked like I was at, like, a Love Gun tour show. I mean,
really?
These photos looked exactly fucking like them, especially the Gene. I don't remember. It wasn't Strutter, though. I think it might have been, it was like a big deal on their flyers. They were the first band that was sanctioned to use the actual Kiss logo.
Huh.
And I think that's what's going to happen with the 2.0. I think that instead of it being like Kiss 2.0, it'll be the official Kiss tribute. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kiss will have the official tribute out there. I don't have a problem with that, because if they bill it as that, it's just, it's still
that,
a tribute
then,
band.
Yeah, but don't call yourself Kiss.
Right. Well, they could do the whole thing where it's kind of like,
if they call themselves a tribute,
I think,
or
they should,
if they go as the official Kiss tribute or whatever, I can go with that, but don't
just
label yourself as Kiss, acting like you're carrying on the legacy as the band Kiss, because you're not.
Yeah, you're not Kiss.
You know?
Without,
it's one thing to have other members get in the band, because that happens with every band, but if Paul and Gene aren't in it anymore, you're not Kiss.
And the walls come tumbling down.
See, I think I heard it on the podcast, or maybe it might have been a Kiss room, but they should do like a, it could have been KSD, but anyway, they should do it like, they could have a show where it's like, you remember like that rock star show where different people would audition, you know, to be, Yeah. And they'd have Kiss as actual Kiss as the judges, and even bring back like Ace.
Yeah,
and
like
Peter
how they did with the NXS,
Bruce.
You know, when
even
they were
Vinny.
Looking for their new singer and shit.
They would have like everyone that's ever been in Kiss that's still alive as the judges.
Right.
Plus the audience counts as some part of the vote.
Right.
But it's like one week we would audition a shit ton of Pauls.
Yeah, and then the next week we'll
jeans.
Do jeans.
Because you'd want to pick each guy. You don't want to have just a tribute band that might have a, like, I don't know. I like all those tribute bands, but some of them will have a kick-ass Paul and a lame Gene, or an awesome Paul and a fat Ace, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's just, you never know. You know, you get four different people, you don't always look like Kiss, you know?
Right.
But if you pick and choose, and people are auditioning for the roles of the Star Child and the DJ, you know, the kitty cat and freaking spaceman. I don't know. I still prefer to call them Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss.
Right.
I don't refer to Ace as the spaceman too often. I call him Ace Frehley. But
Cosmic.
I don't know. I think that could actually be cool if they're gonna do it, which all indications
yeah,
if
they're
say
gonna
they're
continue
gonna.
The band after, you know, they're all gone and not doing it anymore. Yeah, I agree with your outtake on that.
Right. And then we could have a cool show. It's like you get the judges, even, you know, Vinny.
Right. And then, you Bruce. Know, you're still going to end up with awesome members, you know, of the band.
Yeah, and we could, the Kiss
you know,
Army ourselves
could like
choose
them. They look like them, they sound like them, they play like them.
And they're
them.
Still not called Kiss 2.0. They're still going to be the official Kiss tribute band of America.
Right.
And then they could have the official Kiss tribute band of, you know, Europe, of Mexico, of Argentina, of Brazil. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I mean, that is the only way I'll accept it.
Oh,
only my way. Everything else can fuck off.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying. But another thing I was thinking about was, what about that time when we went to that party out there in the boondocks?
Oh, you're talking about that one where those guys...
Yeah.
That were in that band dressed up like Kiss?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, guys, I wish you all, our listeners, could
awesome.
Have seen that. It's like... You know, if everybody, you know, remembers from the Phantom of the Park movie, you know, when they were all in their robes, you know,
the
sitting around
side.
The pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's exactly what they looked like, only it was dark, and they're, you know, sitting around this campfire in these, like, tall bar stools like they were. And
with
it
the
was
robes,
just,
that's what tripped me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and in the robes, and it was just like, you know, the light from the fire. You know, flickering the makeup, those robes, and that, man, it was just the coolest thing I'd
yeah.
ever seen.
It looked like Phantom, but it also kind of had like this elder
buzz feel
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real trippy. It was pretty cool.
And they really didn't talk much or
they
anything. You know, they sat
there.
If you went up to say something to them, like, they'd just turn around and look at you, you know, and just like maybe nod their head.
Right.
You know, otherwise they just sat there quiet, you know, the whole time. Yeah. It was just cool.
That was that night that the Aaron dude fell into that
fire.
This guy was wasted and he kept thinking he was gonna jump the fire, right? So we're like, dude, whatever, do what you're gonna do, you know. So he backs up maybe like 50 yards, dude, and comes running up with this fire. Didn't even make it halfway across, dude. It's a fallen right
just
in the center.
It was
of
like
it.
He jumped straight up instead of outward.
Right, it was right in the fire. And
yeah,
fucking, he gets out, his fucking hair's all burnt up. He didn't catch on fire or anything, but like his hair was just
no,
like
but his hair was singed. It
big
was
time. And he was
fucked.
Pissed because he had long hair, you know? Well, he
not
had.
Not anymore, he didn't.
Had long hair. Past tense. But yeah, it's like, geez Louise, we're all drinking that freaking, what was that shit? It was like Everclear and apple something, like apple cider.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news. Bad news. Yeah, so our boy Aaron got burnt the fuck up. But these Kiss dudes look really cool, man.
That was the awesomest thing I've ever seen.
A lot
seen.
Of hot chicks out there and everything, of course. But the Kiss dudes, like, that still sticks in my mind. And it was just cool, man. You know, Phantom of the Park. It just made me think about it. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah!
What about, I was just wondering, got a little question for you. What do you think's the all-time, since it's Halloween and shit, what do you think's, like, the most evil Kiss song of them all?
Most evil Kiss song?
I mean, is it the obvious Unholy, or is there something a little more creepy out there? I don't know. What about, you know, God of Thunder when I was a kid was pretty creepy. Especially, like, when they would do it live, and when they come out of the guitar solo, and Gene has the like low effect on his vocal.
I'd have to say God of Thunder. Yeah. I mean, Unholy, you know, he was trying to be evil, you know, it didn't
By
really
then,
sound evil.
It's like, you knew who they were. They just came out of looking like Maud.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, even the recorded version, you know, where they had the kids running around with the walkie-talkies, you know,
right.
and all that, it just gave it that creepy feel anyway, you know, so I would have to say God of Thunder.
What
even
about?
In the middle of the song where he's talking about the Wastelands,
right.
know.
Yeah, God of Thunder might take the cake for that one. What about Rip and Destroy?
Right.
What about, is there any evil Paul Stanley? I mean, obviously Paul wrote God of Thunder, but is there an evil Paul song of some sort?
I don't
There's
really
also Dark
think
Light,
there is.
Somewhat evil. I don't think of there's really, I can't think of one off the top of my head for Paul. I don't think there's any Peter or Ace. Well, Dark Light is Ace. Is there an evil Peter Chris song? I don't think so.
He's too much
Dirty
of a
living,
pussycat.
Maybe? I don't know. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, I think you have to go with God of Thunder. Unholy is just kind of too obvious and really not that evil. But, you know, what always the Knights in Satan's Service thing, we've touched on it, but it's like, there's all these interviews of the time, and it just seems to me like it was fabricated. You know what I mean? Like Kiss needed something to
some controversy to, you know, keep them
push
going.
Them along after the Elder. You know, where they kind of, I guess they were viewed as just kind of they sold out to Pussy Rock or something. I don't know.
Yes.
I didn't get the Elder till years later. I actually looked for the Elder and looked for the Elder. That was like one of the last ones I was able to find of. Helped complete my Kiss catalog as a kid.
Really?
And it was on cassette. But I do remember thinking, man, I'd heard all, you know, you read about it, you heard all about it. But to me, it's like I put it on and The Oath came on, and I was like, this is fucking badass. What is everyone talking about?
Right.
But then as the album progressed, I was like, oh.
It just kind of sloped down.
Yeah. I mean, I have some songs on there that I really do love, but not one of my favorite Kiss albums, you know, just isn't, but I like the Elder. So with Halloween coming, we're thinking maybe if there's anyone that's going to dress up as Kiss this year, if you're one of our listeners that's dressing up and you want to send a picture of yourself as Kiss makeup, what we'll do is maybe we'll decide which one we think is the best, and we'll send you a little prize of some sort. I got a couple things I could get rid of, and I'm sure you do too, you know. And maybe we'll do that. So if you want to do that, because we don't have a Kiss Army roll call, I forgot to put it on there, and I kind of forgot all about it today. But you know who our listeners are, and we want to thank each and every one of you guys, and ladies, and women's, and boys and girls, right?
Yes, sir.
I think that we could possibly shout out some of our Kiss friends real quick while we're on that little tangent. We got the Kiss Room, we got Decibel Geek Podcast, Podcast Rock City, KST. Those are the core ones. Oh yeah, Pods and Sods, Craig Smith's new thing. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Creatures of the Net. Those are the ones I'd be listening to. I do watch the Three Sides from time to time. You know, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But that's just how it goes with anything and everything. So yeah, Kiss Army Podcast. Check them out. They're great. I love them. You can listen to Kiss damn near every day of the week nowadays. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
But what do you got, Rock? Some Halloween thoughts? What?
No, I think I pretty much expunged all those with all the stories.
We want to say happy Halloween to you out there, Kiss Army. But we love you. Keep listening. We got a lot of cool shit coming. We say that every time. And sooner or later, we will have some cool shit for you.
As soon as we get back into the regular studio again.
Yeah, we'll be back on those covers. And we'll be back doing what we do. And
it's a slow healing process, everybody, but it will happen.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. We want to just say thanks for listening again. And happy Halloween to you this year. Do your Kiss thing. Be careful for those girls on the rag. You don't want to be in my position on that one.
You know, it's a good thing to always come out looking like Gene. But how you come out looking like Gene is... Right. It's, you know, the whole point of the story.
Right. Right. All right. So, yeah, we just want to say sayonara, motherfuckers. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again. This is Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. I'm saying goodbye.
Peace.
I love you. Bye.
All right, Kiss Army, that's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Wanted the best? You got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better learn it.
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene it's with like a with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
What happened to the Freddy the Fox and the Oliver Walrus exhibit? Who took them down and put up that grotesque KISS cutout?